Compared to the rest of the Arab world, Morocco has relatively free media, but the two state-run TV stations still operate under tight restrictions. So these days, Moroccans are bypassing mainstream media to post and share videos online. And younger Moroccans say they now turn to YouTube and other social networking sites for news that the authorities don't want them to see. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Ifran, Morocco.
The southern Moroccan town of Sidi Ifni has long felt neglected and has watched enviously as public money and jobs flowed further south to cities in the disputed Western Sahara. A few weeks ago, economic protests in Sidi Ifni erupted into violence, with young people setting cars and government buildings on fire. Some 36 people were arrested and hundreds reported wounded in clashes with police. But Moroccans didn't see those tense scenes on the evening news. Instead, they watched raw amateur video clips on sites such as YouTube and Dailymotion. The clips featured scenes of stone-throwing youth demanding jobs, security forces leading young men off to arrest, and housewives complaining about damage done to their homes, allegedly by the authorities. The fact that they were being seen at all was a signal of the changing media landscape in Morocco. In the Arabic-language paper Al-Masa, journalist Sana Tabet wrote that the two state-run channels had been dealt a knockout blow by websites that make potential correspondents out of every Moroccan with a cell phone camera. Tabet says young people in particular are finding that the Internet offers a way for controversial news and images to escape the filter of the state-controlled media.
Yes, they are getting their news from YouTube or Dailymotion more and more, especially when it concerns some events that national channels are not very concerning to show the true image about what happens.
The Qatar-based satellite channel Al Jazeera did offer more coverage of Sidi Ifni, including the claim that there had been fatalities. The government responded by revoking the bureau chief's credentials and filing charges of spreading false information. One reason the government has made only occasional efforts to block websites may be that they're still used by only a minority of Moroccans. Professor Mohamed Ibrahim is an expert on new media at Al Aqwain University in the Atlas mountain town of Ifran near Fez.
Compared to other Arab countries, Morocco is very well positioned. But so far, right now, I think that the political impact of bloggers or YouTube will remain limited.
But he says that's likely to change, given Morocco's young population and the estimated 3,000 affordable cyber cafes around the country. Al Aqwain is a modern Western-style campus that is completely wired. Moroccan students here say they use the Internet every day, often for socializing or for research projects, but sometimes for news. These do not appear to be young radicals. They're cautious about the veracity of much of what pops up on the Internet, and they don't necessarily object to some government control on television news. But 19-year-old international studies major Sarah Al-Momouhi says she likes having the option to see uncensored news on the web.
Internet is, I would say, is the main source for information of what's going on around the world.
If information is power, then the Internet is beginning to change the power relationship in Morocco, which has so far refused to follow more authoritarian regimes, such as China or Saudi Arabia, down the path of online censorship. Analysts say they wonder if that will remain true as Internet use becomes more common, which could happen with alarming speed if the Internet becomes easily accessible here via that ubiquitous Moroccan accessory, the cell phone. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ifran, Morocco.